We're live.
Let's go. Today is Wednesday, right, Ev?
It is indeed Wednesday.
All right, Wednesday show. I was out all morning. Usually talk to Tommy in the mornings. I just tried to call him. I have no idea where he is. He called me last night at like 1 in the morning. He was all hyped up about all these ideas he had and everything. I was trying to sleep. I don't know what he was doing. So who knows? I don't know where he is. Rackets, you know?
No idea.
Ev, no clue?
Not here.
Not here.
Nice. How you doing, Rackets?
I'm good, man. I actually got some sleep last night for once, so I'm feel good today.
I wish. I'm going to sleep right after the show. I was up early, like 5:36 this morning. Had meetings I had to go to, other doctor appointments, other meetings with my mom, other stuff. It was crazy. So that was my morning. And then I'm going to take a nap afterwards. How was your day of yesterday?
Pretty good. You know, it's beautiful out, but I think today's we're going to have a very shortened show.
Yeah, well, there's really not much going on.
No, there's barely any. There's like one headline I wanted to cover, and that's it.
Baseball starts tomorrow. The college is this weekend. So, you know, that's all going to be, you know, basically we'll wrap all that up on the Friday. We can go through the baseball, the slate today. A little bit of NBA to talk about and, you know, some NHL. And that'll probably wrap it up, Ev. But what do we got to start the show off with?
So the NFL voted on a couple things yesterday. Players can now wear number 0. So Calvin Ridley, he's now number 0, and that represents the amount of bets he will be putting in next season. But also they voted, this is very weird to me, they voted to not implement reviews for roughing the passer calls.
Yeah, so they can keep the fucking game as rigged as possible, Ev.
I mean, because those calls have been ridiculous.
And they've only gotten worse.
The passer calls were fucking absurd.
And they've only gotten worse over the years.
Yep.
And they don't care, dude. Just like they did with the pass interference that one year. They decided they were going to review it for 1 year. Not only did it slow the game down, they never even got the calls right even when they reviewed it. So they just got rid of it anyways. What the fuck's the difference? You know?
I thought that was a great idea, too, even reviewing the pass interference calls. Like, yep. make the game fair, but they don't want to do that, apparently.
Yeah, but more ways to rig the game. I mean, like Rackett said, I mean, you know, the holding, they'll always find a way.
There's holding on every play, just whether they want to call it or not.
That's guaranteed. I mean, that's huge. You could get a play, you know, we saw the Super Bowl end on penalty. So, you know, that's another way for them to figure it out. So, I mean, that's crazy. But we're going to have to see how it goes.
Calais Campbell is now a member of your Atlanta Falcons, Bill.
Yes, I saw. Big signing.
Dude, I like him, dude. He doesn't really get too much play, man, but he's a good player, bro.
Yeah, 1 year deal I think he got. I like it. Falcons going to be good. They got a chance to win that division. I like it.
Then they did come out yesterday and say that Ritter is going to be the starting quarterback in case anyone was doubtful.
Yep, after all that Lamar crap and everything. He's going to be – I think they have a good chance to win the division, just as good a chance as any other team. I like it. They got some nice pieces together there. I think Falcons are going to be good. Tommy will be happy that his rookie card will hopefully go up in value.
The NFC South might be competitive this year.
That's just because everybody's bad.
You know what I saw the other day and I showed Tommy? You know those like those things on TikTok where they do the breaks, the card breaks, the box breaks?
Yeah.
And people buy them and stuff like that. I seen one. I forget which company it was. But the guy was ripping open the pack. And you could see like behind the second to the last card, because they always put like the real good ones last. You could see that there was like a reflector type of card behind there. The guy takes the card off screen and then comes back, and it was only that one other card, not the card behind it. And he's like, all right, next pack. And everyone was going nuts, like, right? You're like, whoa, blah, blah, blah. So ended up, that guy ended up stealing the card. It was like a Joe Burrow reflector or something worth like $1,000. So the owner of the company had to come on and tell everybody, oh, listen, we hired him, blah, blah, blah. He was a nighttime guy. We fired him. He stole the card, stuff like that. So be careful. I mean, I don't know how stupid you could be because it's on camera and we're watching it. But people are stupid.
Just like those guys that got that over the summer, they got caught with at the fishing contest, fucking stuffing weights in their fish. They actually just got they got sentenced yesterday. I don't think they actually ended up with any jail time out of it, which is insane because they stole like millions of dollars out of these tournaments. They had to give a bunch of it back. But that just reminded me of that. Like, you're just gonna fucking cheat, like blatantly cheat, dude.
I mean, this was on camera. The people saw the card. Everyone made videos of it. It was crazy, bro. What? Absolutely insane. I mean, if you're gonna cheat, find a better way. I mean, come on, like Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Especially live on camera. What else is going on, Ev? That's about it, right?
Nothing really. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But also, shout out Colt, $4.99 donation, as always, saying let's go.
Colt. Nice Colt. Let's go. So yesterday was pretty good. There was a lot of NBA stuff going on. NBA's coming down to the wire rackets for the playoffs. Warriors last night were down 20.
I thought they were dead.
Me too. I had said that. I had taken the Pelicans, and I had also, like, I was thinking about during the day, Howie had come on, and he told everyone to take the Hornets. And I was like, oh, they're going to get – no way, no way. I'm like, you know what, Howie never really says anything, so let me bet it. You know, because I had OKC first. A different game, OKC plus first quarter. But the Celtics had blown that because they got killed last night. So in a game that they absolutely needed, the Celtics got completely dominated by like 30 points. So Howie came on and said, take the Hornets. The game came down to like the last second free throw. I actually parlayed that with the Pelicans, who I told Tommy not to take the Warriors because I like the Pelicans. They were playing well. Pelicans were up by 20. Draymond got all pissed yesterday. He started yelling at everyone on the bench. Second half comes. Warriors make a big run. They ended up winning the game. So I got actually plus 700 on the other side, which was great. Great hedge, won that. So that was good. But what a game. Warriors deserved. That was a great comeback by them. NBA is gonna be crazy coming down the line. We have, I believe, let me just double check. I think so. Today's Wednesday. Thursday we have Celtics Bucks brackets. I know you don't love basketball, but that is a monster game.
What's been going on with the Celtics, dude? They don't look right lately at all.
They needed that win last night so bad because they want to get that one seed. Maybe they don't. I don't really know. But they're playing the Bucks. We'll see what happens on Thursday. That there's only two games, Pelicans, Nuggets, Celtics, Bucks. That is a playoff game. Going to be basically for the number one seed. Let's see what happens. I'm going to be watching that. Can't wait. Tonight – in the NBA. Well, let's what do you want to do first, Rex? You want to go through baseball?
Whatever you want, man.
We got baseball for baseball, okay. NBA, NHL wrap up.
All right, so let's go through the baseball slate for tomorrow. Braves, Nationals. What do you think?
Bro,
Let me pull up the stuff on FanDuel.
I sent up all my write-ups to Ghost this morning, and the Washington Nationals may not win 50 games all season.
I am 100% with you on that.
They won 55 last year, and that was a gift.
They had players.
Yeah, the only player that's worth anything on this team right now is Joey Meneses, and if he gets traded at the deadline, they literally have fucking nobody. Their rotation is awful. Their bullpen is awful. Their ace, Patrick Corbin, had a 6.31 ERA last year, and that's the best pitcher they have in the roster. So they're going to get fucking trounced this year, man. Like,
I took the under last year on their win total, knowing that like Soto and Bell and whoever else they had were going to get traded at the deadline, and they were just going to finish the season in a
And now they don't even have anybody to trade besides Manessis. Yeah. So they're just in for the long haul of shit this year.
That's big trouble.
I love the Braves tomorrow. Like you said, that line opened at -210. It's already -270. Wouldn't be surprised if it's 300 by game time when the lines dropped.
I think it's 300 tomorrow easily. Yeah.
I have a little bit of, obviously, you guys know from last year, I'm all over the Orioles again, +108, +105 on DraftKings. They opened at +110, a little bit of money coming in on them, but we're going to get plus money on the Orioles again for the first half of the season until Vegas catches up again, just like last year. And last year it lasted all the way until September. We got plus money on them. The parlay I probably have the most money on tomorrow that I will have most money on is probably Tampa and Atlanta. Tampa's -230 against the Tigers. Atlanta's -270 against the Nats. You put those together, you're going to get plus money somewhere.
We said yesterday when you left.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, we said Rackets was going to say Tampa and Baltimore.
Tampa, Baltimore, and the Nats, or the Braves. Yep.
You want all three of them?
My parlay is going to be Tampa and the Braves -104, and then Baltimore by itself +106 or +108.
All right.
So what do you think about the Yankee game?
Yeah, dude, we were talking about that on Rupp and Racket yesterday.
First, did you see that Volpe got a new number?
I did not. No, what number is it?
Yeah, he's number 11 now.
Okay, that looks a little bit better than 77.
Yeah, he doesn't have the body for 77.
No, and I like that he's just everybody that has a Brett Gardner jersey now is ecstatic that they don't have to go buy another one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I do like the Yankees tomorrow. We were talking about it yesterday on Rupp and Rackets. Tommy's on the Giants. I understand why he's on the Giants, but that line is moving now toward the Yankees. It's -180.
Yeah.
I would assume it's -190, -200 by tomorrow, and then I would be more comfortable taking the Yankees. If it's back to 165, then you're in a blind bet territory where the right bet is the other side.
Yeah. I'm already on the Yankees. That was my parlay. The Yankees and the Braves to start it off. That's what I'm doing, Ev. I know it's chalk. It was higher yesterday or the other day when I take it. I'll just put it out what it is now, but I already got it at like +140 something. It's +113 on FanDuel now. It'll be less tomorrow. I'm opening day. I'm going with the chalk. I like it. I like those two teams. I'm not going to not bet them just because the chalk and everyone else is betting them. I mean, there's 160 something games. I mean, the public is going to win, guys, once in a while. I like these teams. I like the way they're put together. I don't like the Giants at all. I don't think they have a good lineup. Cole probably gives up a cold weather home run. It's going to be cold tomorrow here. 46 degrees, some wind. I wish they were playing today. It's warmer out today than it's going to be tomorrow. But, I mean, I like it. I like the Yankees. I think we get a couple home runs from the Yankees tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. But that's my parlay to start off the day. I will have definitely a bunch of other plays throughout the day, but you'll have to join to get those. Tommy will have him. You know Tommy's already on the Giants. He said he's going to bet first five Giants too. I don't even know. Is that out yet? Yes. All right. So first half. Let's see. Giants. Well,
they have it. It's weird right now. FanDuel doesn't even have it. They have first half winning five way. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, they have three. They have three way first half result. And
there's no first half money line.
Yeah, there's no first half money line.
That's weird.
As of right now, let me see. Yeah, there's.
Yeah, first half winning margin and first half winning margin five way.
Let me see what DraftKings has on that. Because that's very strange. Let's see. Innings, let's see. Yeah, I don't see it either on. I don't see it. Maybe it'll be out tomorrow.
FanDuel has no sweat SGP, three leg SGP for the games tomorrow. You have to opt into it.
Yeah, I'm sure DraftKings will have stuff too. Just didn't look yet on that. Let's go to the next. Let's see, what else do we have on this? Brewers and Cubs rackets.
I'm a little bit lower on the Brewers than everybody else is. I don't think that they're going to be as good as everybody thinks that they are. I have them in third place in third place. I actually have the Cubs in second. I like what the Cubs are doing this year. And that's not really a popular opinion. So, I don't, as far as tomorrow goes, I don't, what's, let me see what that line is.
-148 Milwaukee.
Probably on the Brewers tomorrow, but I'm not betting it.
Yeah, I'm not betting that game either.
I do like the Cubs for the season, though. I think the Cubs are going to surprise some people.
I think we get some nice unders tomorrow too.
Yeah, I think there's going to be unders for the first month.
Yeah,
while the weather's cold.
I might take a couple, you know, like parlays and up them a little bit, and then take some unders. Let's go to the next, Detroit, Tampa. You already said you're on Tampa.
Yeah, I like Tampa tomorrow.
Yep, I'm with you on that. Phillies and Rangers. DeGrom pitching tomorrow.
I got to go
with Nola.
Yeah, I got to go with the Rangers tomorrow. I do like what the Phillies are doing. I like the team, but in DeGrom's first start where he's healthy, I got to stay with DeGrom, especially at -135.
Yeah, I might be looking at something first five on that too for tomorrow.
Yeah. DeGrom has looked good too.
Ev, what are you, a Yankee fan, Ev?
I don't think he likes baseball, do you?
I don't like baseball, but if I had to pick Red Sox.
Boy.
Nice. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. I know that Aber will have Hunter Green props out tomorrow.
Yeah, Hunter Green is he's going to be a stud, dude. He's already got some real good stuff. The home run ball bites him a lot, though. He gives up a lot of bombs, but he makes up for it with the strikeouts too. I probably won't have a play in this game. I could see the Reds winning, but I like what the Pirates are doing. I like O'Neill Cruz. I like a lot of pieces that they got. I like that they brought back McCutcheon. I like that they got G-Man Choi. The Pirates are underrated this year. They're solid.
Yeah. Yankees might have, you know, I would love to see the Yankees get Reynolds. You know?
I would like it, but I don't know how much the price that they want for him is outrageous. He's not worth what they're asking for, but if they happen to lower the price on him, that's a good fit.
Yeah. We will be on Hunter Green strikeout props when that pops up. I know Aber's dying to bet that. So, Rockies at Padres. You got great Snell.
That's for you. That's for you, Hoffman. That was the Monkey Cup for you.
Snell. I guess Snell's their ace.
Snell, he's in a contract year. I would expect him to have a better season than he's had the last couple years. Still don't trust him.
Low total in that game to start it off. 7.5?
Low total. It's in San Diego. The Rockies aren't good, and that line's only -205. So it looks a little bit trappy to me. I'll probably have some exposure to the Padres, but under 7.5 looks okay too.
Yeah. That's a low total. I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm going to have to take another look at that game. Twins and the Royals. Greinke getting another start. I think he's trash.
Greinke's trash. I want to see how Pablo looks with the Twins. He had his great starts last year, and then he had his fucking blow-up starts, and you knew within the first five pitches that he threw which one it was going to be. Lean Twins here, but -150 is a little bit steep for them on the road.
Yeah, I like my boy Bobby Witt over there, but they didn't really do anything to get any better, and Grinky's very
bad. And they got your boy Aroldis Chapman too, so he's gonna be closing games for them. Or not, I don't know if he's closing, but he's gonna be setting them up for them.
And then Grinky's just he's bad.
Yeah, he's not good.
Two good teams. Next, Toronto and the Cardinals.
Yep, I like the Blue Jays here, -115.
I like the lineup. I like their lineup a lot.
The Blue Jays lineup is – they made some nice moves. They got some defense in there with with they took Kiermaier away from the Rays.
Yeah.
Manoa's going against the Cardinals tomorrow. You guys know I'm a Miles Michaelis mark. I love him. I just don't think he profiles well against the Blue Jays lineup. I understand it's a lot of right on right, but they hit slow pitching, man. They don't fuck around. I think the Blue Jays win the game tomorrow, -115.
I like the Blue Jays a lot. I am on that. If you want to put that out, Ev,
yep.
I'm definitely on that. Toronto. Me and Rackets are both on that one.
Yep.
Then we go with my team, the Mets and the Marlins, Scherzer and Sandy Alcantara.
I'm on the Mets. I understand a lot of people are saying, how are the Mets only -125, -135 with Sandy? I think they hit him well, if I remember right. It's not like a great sample, or it's not like they smash him, but there is some a little bit of history there that they do play pretty. They do hit him pretty decently. And then Scherzer in the first start of the season where he's healthy, he's one of those guys.
Great in spring.
Like, not only did he look great, I love that he plays those games with the pitch clock. Yep. Like, he's going to be sitting there playing with the hitters, toying with the hitters, and that only gives him more of an advantage because he can sit there and manipulate every part of your at-bat and make you even more uncomfortable than you already are in there against him.
Yeah.
Love Scherzer.
MLB's going to have a lot of stuff they're going to have to work out this season with that pitch clock and the batter clock and everything.
Did you see all the stuff Nestor was doing the other day?
Yeah. So
Nestor got called for a ball on the quick pitch, and then all of a sudden he started doing his leg twist and flipping around and taking 10 seconds to deliver the ball.
Yeah.
It's legal. You're not moving. You didn't stop moving. So you're gonna see a lot of that this year.
And what about like replays? Like when a coach wants to challenge something, he's not going to get chance for them to review up in the booth. Like it's going to be have to do it. He's going to have to do bang, bang, bang.
He's got to do it real quick because if the batter steps out of the box and then they decide not to review it, the batter has to get back in the box. Then the pitcher can quick pitch him.
And I was thinking about, they were talking about the other day or yesterday when I was watching on MLB, what happens if it's raining and the pitcher wants to go use the rosin bag and the batter wants to clean off his cleats or something like that? What are you
Are they going to delay the clock, or are they just going to start it? I don't know. That's a good question.
Going to be interesting. I have to say, White Sox Astros, no Altuve start off the season.
Still like the Astros. -165 is a little steep for them without Altuve against Cease, but they're at home. They got the better lineup, the better bullpen. I have no problem with the Astros.
Yeah. I'm a little torn on that. I probably won't bet it. I'll probably just watch, you know, and see what happens there. Cleveland and Seattle. Bieber and Castillo. I like Cleveland.
I like Cleveland a little bit too. We were talking about that earlier this week. I like the Mariners for the season. I don't know if I like them in game one.
Yeah, it's going to be – so it's weird how it's set up tomorrow. There's one 7 o'clock game, right, is the Astro game. The other – then there's the ones, the fours. There's a bunch of fours. And then we go right to 10 o'clock. So right there – it's weird. I know, like, there's not a bunch of 7 o'clock
stars. No, there's one 7 o'clock game and then all the rest are on the West Coast.
Yeah, so then we go – you know, that game's at night. So I'm going to see how I do during the day before I even bet that Cleveland-Seattle game. Angels, Otani, big line, 235 against probably the worst team in
the American League.
Worst
for sure.
Team in baseball, yeah. Oakland.
Yeah, Angels, love Otani. I said it on Rupp and Rackets yesterday. I think this is the first year that the Cy Young and the MVP goes to the same player.
What do you think his strikeout prop will be tomorrow?
Against the A's? Probably 6.5.
You think that low?
Yeah, A's don't really strike out a ton. Oakland doesn't strike out a ton.
All right.
I would say 6.5.
But yeah, maybe you might be right. And then the last game, Dodgers, and going against Zach Gallen and Diamondbacks, Urias and Gallen.
I like the Dodgers. Price is a little steep on that though. People are gonna sleep on the Diamondbacks all season. I do. Once again, I like them for the season. I think they're going to surprise
them last year. We bet them a lot last year.
We bought them a lot last year. They're going to surprise some people. They're going to win some games. They got a good lineup with Kyle Lewis now. Gabriel Moreno from the Blue Jays in the Dalton Varsho trade. They got some players that the pitching staff's okay. Like long term for the season, I do like them. I don't like them in game one against the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are going to win the NL West, which is not a popular opinion somehow. I understand the Padres are the on paper, the Padres are probably the better lineup, but until they actually physically go out and beat the Dodgers once, I'm staying with the Dodgers.
Mm. All right. Is there any future that you want to give out to the free or anything?
Yeah, sure. I have one. I have two, and I'm going to give the better one to the sub, so I'm not going to say that one. It's in the MLB guide that should be coming out today with Ghost. Home run leader, Yordan Alvarez plus 1,000. I don't think that line is bad. They have Judge at 500 and they have Trout at 700. Alvarez at 1,000. Not only is it double the value on Judge, but he should have been the only one with Judge last year until he got hurt for that month. So if he stays healthy, I think Alvarez can walk there, and you get an extra plus 300 surge boost on DraftKings to make that 1,300. I love that.
And mine, I'm going to go right with Volpe, Anthony Volpe, to win Rookie of the Year. I understand Gunner and everybody, you know.
The value is definitely on Volpe.
The odds there are ridiculous. So I'm going to take Volpe, American League Rookie of the Year, Volpe.
Anthony. Yeah, what are the odds there?
Plus 650.
Damn. Okay.
Those are the two. We have a bunch of other ones, guys. So sign up for 4D bets.
I have another one for Volpe, too, that I'm going to be giving to the subs later.
Tommy has stuff. You know, a lot of us do baseball at 4D. Abers a little excited. Healy does it. They're doing DFS over there, too. You know, Tommy's won the hundreds of thousands in DFS. Healy's won hundreds of thousands. All the other
Scarface has won hundreds of thousands.
Yep. So Aber wins money. They all win, guys. Trevor wins money on DFS. Tex, everybody. So get on over. We got a huge DFS baseball content over at 4D that, you know, you might not know about. So get on over there. And everybody's winning, all the subs. Like I said, we had people winning on tennis the other day, and K-Mac with the 30,000 and then 100,000. We have people winning all the time on DFS. So we're not just doing the gambling. Get on over there with Healy and them. And, yeah, Healy does still work here, just to let you guys know.
Sporadically.
Yeah. So get on over there. We'll go over some more of the baseball with you guys, and we'll be there tomorrow watching all the games. So let's jump to the NBA. Like I was saying before, last night's games, a little crazy. The Celtics, complete trash. Tonight, I am this Nets game. I like the Nets. They're going to be in my parlay piece, minus 620. I like them a lot. But let me give you one right now. I am going to take the Knicks straight up, minus 180. If you don't want to take the 180, you could parlay it with the Nets. That would come out to minus 127. But I am taking the Knicks. The Knicks need to win. I like the Knicks. I'm going to give you another one also. I'm going with the Lakers tonight, minus 142.
Lakers. Everybody in the chat last night's like, oh, I'm cheering for the Lakers now. Shut up.
Yeah, the Lakers,
fucking
the Lakers
trash cans.
Are not winning the championship, guys. I mean, they're not. But I like them tonight. minus 142. There's some other games I like, but I will give them out tonight. And, guys, these are all on lineups, too. Like, obviously, if LeBron doesn't play and AD doesn't play and, you know, the Knicks and everyone, you know, obviously don't take it. But the two I like, the Knicks and the Lakers. You got that, Ev?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go to
I have tennis at 7 o'clock. Sneak that in real quick.
Go ahead.
7:30. I think it's 7 o'clock. I think it's typed it wrong here. Ekaterina Alexandrova against Petra Kvitova. She's plus 136 right now. It was plus 145 earlier today. It's going down. Would expect it to close probably plus 120-ish, 125. Alex Androva is playing a lot better than people are giving her credit for right now, especially this week. Kvitova has actually struggled on serve a little bit this week. She's gotten broken a lot more than really she should have. And she hasn't really looked good in the tiebreakers either. So I like Alex Androva at the plus money. And Kvitova's 1-0 in the head-to-head, but I'm not really putting too much stock in that. I think it was last year. So I'm on Alex Androva.
You're going to need to type that in because you just spoke Chinese, basically.
I got you, Ev.
Ev, what happened to the Bruins last night?
Well, we couldn't fucking score. The Bruins, we're human. We got to keep people honest. We got to keep other teams honest, you know, but we're – Taylor Hall is
I think they're getting bored. I think the Bruins are getting bored, Evan.
That's what it is. We're just too bored. But Taylor Hall's been on the IR, and that's a big reason why we, like, can't score. He's just, like, a playmaker. So he's been skating in non-contact, but he should be back soon.
Do they win tonight as a monster favorite?
They're monster favorites tonight?
They're minus 450 against Columbus.
Yeah, the Blue Jays.
Hockey team should never be minus 400.
No. It's crazy.
Hockey and baseball should never.
I mean, I can't even put the Bruins in as a parlay piece because I just – they didn't score any goals last night. And I don't know. I'm going to have to wait and see again. Like,
wait, they played last night and they're minus 450 on a back-to-back?
Yep.
Against Nashville, too. We lost.
No thanks.
It's either feast or famine with these guys.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they could score 5 tonight and kill them.
Yeah.
Or we could have another, like, 1-0, 2-1 game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave that alone. But the game of the night is the Rangers-Devils. That game, I'm gonna do a proximity bet tonight. I'm gonna go with the Devils. I don't get them right ever. I never win on them. Let's see what happens tonight. If you want to fade me because I never get the Devils right. But I'm gonna take them. Devils -132. Ev, I think they have it tonight. They need to win. Both teams need to win this game. They're right there. I love it. It's gonna be a great game tonight. I'm actually gonna watch it.
They're playing the Rangers.
No, I'm taking the Devils.
Oh.
But I'm saying that I never get it right. So if everyone wants to fade me and take the Rangers at +110, they can, because I never get the Devils right at all. So let's see what happens. Do I get one right tonight? Devils -132, proximity bet in New Jersey, in Newark. Let's see. I don't know. We'll see.
Yankees are -190, up to 190 on DraftKings already.
Yeah, it's going to be over 200 easily tomorrow.
I think so too.
I told Tommy I was going to move. It wasn't going to go down. He's like, oh, you're going to 160, 150, blah, blah, blah. No. Oh, is that tomorrow's app? Oh, I'm sorry. That's tomorrow, not tonight. Thursday. I keep thinking today's Thursday.
I will.
Tomorrow. So I'll put that out anyway because we won't be here tomorrow. Devils tomorrow night. Yeah, there's only. I keep thinking today was Thursday.
Tomorrow at this time would be
Bruins play tomorrow too. Also, there's only 3 games tonight. Islanders, Capitals. I don't like any of them, so I won't be betting hockey tonight. But tomorrow, so the Bruins have off today. They play tomorrow, which might be better if you want to put them in a parlay piece tomorrow. But yeah, I will be taking the Devils tomorrow. So Thursday have Devils. -132.
Okay.
What else do we got?
That's it.
Nice. We've done it all, and we're getting out of here early. 2:44. Let's go. Wow. So Friday. Do we have UFC this Friday?
No, they're off.
No, UFC. They're off. All right. So that's better. We'll have Howie on, the guys to go over the March Madness games. Wisconsin screwed me last night. Oh my god, they didn't score for 9 minutes. How does a team not score for 9 minutes in a basketball game? 9 freaking minutes. That's disgusting. I don't know. I'll be in the chat tonight because I'm gonna go home. Once this is over, I'm gonna go right on that couch next to Jenna. And I'm gonna take a nap and then I'll be back up to watch my NBA games. Rackets, final words.
Let's go baseball. It's about fucking time. It's baseball season.
Yeah, can't wait. We will be in there all day tomorrow betting baseball. Ev, final words.
Have fun on opening day tomorrow. I will not be watching.
I can't believe you won't be watching.
Ev is with baseball like I am with basketball. Just doesn't give a shit.
I don't care.
Jenna doesn't care either. She doesn't
care. It's me and Jenna. We're the same. Yep.
Wow. I mean, it's so exciting. I can't wait for tomorrow. If it wasn't going to be so cold, I would probably go to the game. A couple of my friends are going, but...
Howie's going.
I'm not going out there to sit in 45-degree weather, wind, all windy and cold. Fuck. I did that when I was in my 20s. Not now. I'm an old man. I'm going to need sweaters and shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
And I'm only going to go if I'm in a suite, too. So if someone wants to invite me in a suite, maybe I'll go. Who knows? Yeah, that's it. So we'll see you Friday. Today's Wednesday, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yep. Good.
Check us out, F.
Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go!
I did what I could.
That was good.